Harbour View is made with the support of the Broadcasting Authority of Ireland under the Sound and Vision Scheme.
Mr. McCarthy?
Yes, Doctor.
I'm Dr. Fulton, your wife's consultant. I'm very sorry to have to tell you. Well, I'm afraid your wife has miscarried.
Is she all right, Doctor?
Yes, she's fine. I've given your wife a thorough examination and everything is normal. She's a strong woman. We should be discharging her tomorrow. She'll need your support in the next few weeks.
Why do you think it happened, Doctor?
Well, miscarriages can be common at this stage in pregnancies.
She had a lot on, all right. Our daughter had a problem at school. She was stressed about it. And with working then as well. She was doing too much. She wouldn't listen to me.
Mr. McCarthy, there's no one or anyone to blame for this. These things happen. It's important that your wife doesn't blame herself either.
I know. Can I see her, Doctor?
Well, I'm sure you can. There's a nurse with her at the moment.
Thank you, Doctor. Thank you.
The nurse will give you the details of a support group.
Thank you, Doctor, thank you.
Goodbye.
Goodbye. Hello, nurse. How is she?
She's tired and a bit groggy. In a few hours, she'll be fine. Sheila? Sheila, your husband's here. He hasn't moved since you were taken in.
Hello, love. It's me.
I'll leave the two of you together. If you need me, just ring the buzzer.
Thank you.
No. I don't want you to kiss me. I lost our baby. I wish I was dead.
Don't talk like that, no, love. Don't talk like that.
I just lost our baby. I can't stop crying. What did I do wrong?
You did nothing wrong, love. You did nothing wrong.
Well, what happened, so?
You just collapsed, love, and you were rushed to hospital, that's all.
Who's looking after the children?
Look, don't worry about the children. They've been taken care of. They're in good hands.
Who are they with, Mark?
Chrissy and Mossy are minding.
Mossy? Jeez, Mossy can't look after himself.
Chrissy picked Siobhan up from school. Mossy stayed until Pat and Niamh came in. Chrissy had a load of stuff left over. They won't stay off, that's one thing sure. Look, I'll pick up something from the chipper on the way home. They're phoning me every hour to see how you are.
Do they know what happened?
No, no one knows. Pat and Niamh told me to tell you they love you. Siobhan said she's going to say a prayer to God that you get better and make sure I tell you, and that she's not going to sleep until you come home.
Would you make sure she does her homework and eats her breakfast? Tell Pat that his gear is in the hot press, will you?
Yeah, I will. I'm sure he's found it by now anyway, or else he would have called me. Stop worrying about everyone now, love. We'll be all right. You just get better.
Oh, Jesus, Pat's plane is not matched tonight, isn't it?
Yeah, he is. It's the semi-final.
I'm so looking forward to it.
There'll be plenty of other matches, love. You just concentrate on getting well.
I hate these hospital beds. I prefer to be at home on my own bed. There's no bed like your own.
Yeah, you will be in your own bed tomorrow night, love. I spoke to the doctor. He said that you're strong and everything is fine and that you'll be discharged tomorrow.
Mr. McCarthy, your wife needs to rest and sleep. I must ask you to leave.
Okay, nurse. No, okay. Sheila, is there anything you need?
A change of clothes and some toiletries. Look, Niamh will know what to get.
Yeah, try to get some sleep now, love. I love you.
I love you too. If you hurry, you might get some of the match.
Yeah, look, I'll be over in the morning, love, to see you.
Tell the children that I love them and that I'm missing them already.
Yeah, I will.
Put the washing out, will you? That's in the tub.
Yeah, I will. Go to sleep now and stop worrying. Bye, love. See you tomorrow.
Mac, I'm sorry.
Sorry for what, Sheila?
Losing the baby.
It has nothing to do with you, Sheila. These things happen. Stop worrying about it now, love.
I can't.
Mr. McCarthy, please.
I'm off, nurse, I'm off. Bye, Sheila. Love you.
You've got a good man there.
I know. He doesn't understand, though. He's a man.
Come on, y'all. Come on, boys.
Come on, keep at it. Keep at it. You can do it.
Oh, hold on. The game is ours.
Who's winning?
Y'all, by 2 points, we can win this.
Did you see Massey anywhere?
Did I see him? You can't stop hearing him. He'll shoot the ref if he gets a chance.
Come on, y'all. Come on, y'all. Ref. Ah, come on, ref. You've the wrong jersey on. Ah, come on, ref. Mick.
I thought you wouldn't make it.
I nearly didn't, Massey.
Yeah, how's she to tell me?
Only fair. She lost the baby.
Oh, Mac. Oh, Mac, I'm sorry to hear that. And how's Sheila taking it?
Very badly.
And how are you?
I'm just okay. Is that Pat I see playing there?
Oh, we got this. Should he only come on 20 minutes ago? We all started shouting to give McCarthy a game.
Go on, Pat, boy. Go for the ball, boy, and knock the man.
I wonder where he got that from. Jenny Mackey's playing a great game.
Yeah?
The minute he came on, he turned the whole thing around.
Come on, Pat.
We're 2 points up until he got the two of them. Come on, ref. Blow the whistle, will you? Come on, the time is up. Blow the bloody whistle.
Is there injury time, Matthew?
There'll be injury time if you don't blow that bloody whistle. Oh, we have it! We have it! There's a God up there after all! Oh, by God, Mac, you must be proud of that young fella. He won the bloody game for us.
He needs more games, though. That manager has a grudge against me since we were way, way back.
Yeah, sure, I remember when you used to play him off the field. He never got a ball from you, boy.
He seems to be taking out in Petra.
Mac, that boy yours played with Coo Cullen. He saved the day.
Oh, great young fella.
Thanks. I'll tell him what you said.
He's here, he's coming. Here's Pat coming over now.
How's Mam?
She's good, Pat. The doctor's happy with her. She should be out tomorrow.
Good. My mind was only half on the game.
Massey taught me you played very well, Pat, huh?
For the short time I was on, I was only warming up.
Good on you, McCarthy.
Thanks very much.
Be God, Mac. I'm looking at you when you were his age.
He's better than me, though.
The apple didn't fall too far from the tree. Thank God.
You're a natural boy. I hope you get your game against Killer.
Thanks. It's nothing got to do with me. It's up to the manager.
Whisht, here, look over, lads. Here's the new priest. Do you know what is? Them fellas should be banned for matches because I can't express myself. Do you know what I mean?
Well, Mas, I might say no. When you're at a match, your language is a bit, how would I describe it? A bit colourful, huh?
You know what else are matches for,
true,
Mac?
True, but
to leave off a bit of steam and get it out of your system.
Just
shout and roam a few swear words and go to... Boy, hello, Father.
Hello. I'm Father Byrne. I'm new to the parish. Well, I'm here in Yarl a few months now, and I want to congratulate this young man.
Hello, Father. I'm Pat, my captain, and this is my son, Pat.